On December 15th, the day after the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, a stay-at-home mom in suburban Indianapolis founded 1 Million Moms for Gun Control. Now called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, Shannon Watts' initial Facebook page has transformed into more than 80 chapters and hundreds of thousands of members nationwide. Their goal is to become the MAD equivalent for gun violence while advocating for sensible gun regulations. With me now are two local leaders in the movement. Nancy Brundage is founder of the Mid-Michigan Lansing chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and Jennifer Edwards is the Ann Arbor chapter's founders. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so
much. There was obviously a moment in the aftermath of Sandy Hook when you both, or one or the other of you, read about the founding of 1 Million Moms, and you decided you had to get involved. Tell us about that moment.
Yes, I held a meeting in my home on January 17th.
This is Nancy from Lansing, right?
This is Linda.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay. And 20 people came to that meeting. We drafted a mission statement, and on January 31st, determined that locally, Mid-Michigan Lansing would become a chapter of what was then called 1 Million Moms. Since then, we've had some activity here, and we are growing, and that's true across the nation, as you mentioned in your introductory piece. I personally have had gun control, gun issues in my heart for a very long time, probably starting with Columbine. I'm a mom, I'm a grandma, and after Sandy Hook, it was like, enough is enough, and what can I do? How can I contribute to making a difference?
And Jennifer, what about you?
I agree. I think that Sandy Hook was a tipping point for so many people because we've been watching this since Columbine for about 11 or 12 years now. And just the sheer overwhelming feelings that one had. It's all we could talk about for a week. It's all we could see on the news for a week. And you just get to a point where enough is enough. If I can get involved and do something, I want to make a difference. I want to help save one child. And that's really what I thought.
Linda, do you have a specific goal for your Lansing chapter? Membership goal, that kind of thing?
Oh, in terms of numbers, we welcome anyone that would want to participate in helping us. The focus of our group, both statewide and nationally, is on legislative change. And we support four main points that we're focusing on at this time. We want a ban on assault weapons and high ammunition magazines. We want required background checks. That's critical and probably a meeting of the minds point. The third point that is important is that we want a report of large quantities of ammunitions, the AFT, so things can be tracked and monitored and that sort of thing. And then we want to counter gun industry lobbyists who are working to change the laws at the state level. So those are our four points of focus at this time. What's important for your listeners to know is that Moms Demand Change is a nonpartisan group. We totally get the Second Amendment. This is not about coming after guns, taking guns away from sportsmen, sports shooters, that kind of thing. We totally understand the Second Amendment. So what we're trying to do is find common ground with people
and
for common sense.
Right, and it constitutes a sensible approach in your
precisely
view. Jennifer, have you in Ann Arbor had a gun buyback program like we have here in Lansing?
We have not had that yet, and it doesn't seem to be that the type of crime in particular in Ann Arbor is gun-related. It's more of the nature of breaking and entry. So that doesn't seem. We have lots of hunters. I have friends who personally not only carry weapons, concealed weapons, they also teach classes in them. people have them. It just isn't the focus, and it isn't a crime topic typically.
Linda, what do you make of Mayor Bernero's efforts along those lines?
I thought Mayor Bernero's efforts and the Lansing Police Department made a significant contribution to the safety of our community. As you know, over 120 guns came off our streets, and that was huge. We had a presence there thanking Verge and the Lansing Police Department for their efforts and holding signs that said common sense gun laws. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to meet with and talk with the men that were there paying cash for guns. We had an opportunity to dialogue with them and find where we would have common ground, and probably the strongest point of common ground was on the background check issue.
Right.
All of them that talked to us were in agreement that we need to have thorough background checks for purchasing guns.
I wish we had more time, but we're out of it, I'm afraid. Linda Brundage is founder of the Mid-Michigan Lansing chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Jennifer Edwards is the Ann Arbor chapter's founder. Thank you both very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.